Elsa has been writing on what we are calling, it's your word, and I think it's brilliant. So
about pharma foods.
Pharma foods.
Yes.
And this is a topic that both Elsa and Corylyn have been writing about. So you've seen it on the Salyer Report before, but it's all part of the story of controlling the food supply. And it's a very important story. And it's one that I personally have been avoiding because I did a deep dive into what was wrong with the industrial agriculture system. Mm-hmm. And that was frightening enough. This one is, you know, I would say it's not going to be the most positive thing we've done this year, but it's absolutely important to understand. So you read this and you think this can't possibly ever be economic.
Well, that was my big question, because it uses the same process as for biopharma products, but these are very high margin products. And when you read this, then you think, if you're
a hamburger is not a high margin in the grocery business, like 1 or 2%
yes.
margins.
No. So even if you're able to set up this process and produce this product, which they're not really able to do yet on a high scale, why would you produce something with the margin of a hamburger?
Okay, so we've talked about the NGOs, we've talked about the universities, we've talked about NASA and the government agencies. We've got a lot of startups and private companies and VCs. And
well, what's important too is that after this VC capital wave, the large corporations are investing in this
too. So the conglomerates are here.
Because if you look at the structure of the food market, basically every segment of the food market is dominated by an oligopoly. Right. And sometimes there's also crossovers between these companies, but our whole food system already is highly controlled. So to see that these corporations are moving into this in a big way, now they're calling in the government, because right. in 2021, there was this, many governments have their own cellular meat program. And you see the CEO of New Harvest, she said, well, you have all these startups and they're not really getting from the ground, but they don't have an infrastructure. So we need an infrastructure now. So they're lobbying all these governments, and there are a lot of governments that have initiated these platforms right. to help these startups get off the ground.
Why would a sane, intelligent person do this? Mm-hmm. Why would Mr. Global turn on the tap? Uh-huh. What are the logical reasons why this is a good idea?
That was actually a major turning point, because I was reading this and like one thing is more insane than the other. And I thought, this is so insane. It became very frustrating. And then I thought, but under what circumstances would this be rational?
Under what circumstances would you do it?
Yes.
Right.
So then you get back to the NASA, like Solari has published a lot about the right. space program. And I thought, okay, if you need food production on a spaceship.
Right. That, how are you going to do it? You can't bring cows, right? Again, I recommend this is an area you want to understand, but you do not want to bring it up at dinner. Enjoy your local fresh food.